considering Tom struggled so much the last two series, that change I was thinking of looking at Kaepernick.
We talk about the roster and what's out there every day, Rick and I. So we'll look, we haven't even watched the tape with the players today yet, so it's like two separate discussions. So, and I haven't even seen Rick yet today. I've been watching the tape and getting ready for a noon meeting with the team.
Was there a discussion about bringing him between you and Rick?
There's a discussion about the roster and what's out there every day.
So Kaepernick has been discussed by you guys?
Oh yeah, I mean everybody gets discussed. Is that a problem? Isn't that the way most teams do it?
What makes you think that
people seem shocked by that.
Tom could play like he played the last two series, not the rest of the game.
John, we got to get Tom playing better. You know, it's up to me, and we're gonna watch a tape closely today, and I think he has the ability to play better, but he's got to do it, and we all have to do better. I have to coach better. It's like I say every week when we lose, it's been said quite a bit this year, and it is what it is, but we're going to all try to work together to get everybody playing and coaching better.
You said he's not making throws. What are some keys to help him make the throws?
Well, we just got to go back to the basics, Mark, how we read coverages, where we're putting people, go back to the basics, he's been here for 4 years. He knows what we're doing. We just have to do a better job of coaching and playing. We just haven't had any type of complimentary game this year, really, other than maybe Tennessee and Cleveland. Cincinnati was a decent complimentary game, but it's either been, offense brutal, defense good, defense brutal, offense good. And that doesn't lead to winning records.
Bill, when it comes to Savage, do you expect him to be your starter this week in L.A.?
I do expect that. I do right now. I do expect him to be the starter.
As we stand here right now,
I'm going to watch a tape with these guys and with the coaches and the players. And, like I said, defensively, I thought we did a lot of great things. We gave up some shots, and Hilton beat us a few times. But, I thought we played really well, less than 100 yards rushing, gave up special teams. There was a lot of good things, but offensively it just wasn't very good, so we have to try to improve.
What does it mean when you've got playing guys off that you just signed off the street that week or the week before? What does that do? You want stability and consistency. How hard is it as a coach and a play caller, and not just you but Mike, to ingratiate people who haven't been here but a week or two?
Yeah, I think that's part of the NFL, John. Especially when you're dealing with a lot of injuries. Now you go down the road of what somebody might label as an excuse, and that's not. It's the way that the NFL works is if you're experiencing a rash of injuries, which we have with, Watt, Merciless, Watson, Fedorowicz, various other guys that have been injured during the season and been out, you have to – first of all, you have to have a 53-man roster. You have to make decisions on whether guys should be on IR or not. And you have to go out and you're depending on, obviously Rick and Jimmy. They've got a good grasp of what's out there. And, go and bring in a guy like Lamar Houston, been a good addition, good signing, made a big play yesterday. And so that's part of the NFL. You have to get guys, like what happened last week. Deshaun gets hurt on a Thursday. Rick left the practice field right when he went down, in case, the prognosis wasn't very good. And then you got to start getting on the phone with guys because you can't go into the game with just one quarterback. So, that's just the way it is. That's the National Football League. That's the way the process works.
How much does that hurt your defense?
What's that?
How much does that hurt your defense? So many new guys, especially not in the run, but pass code.
Look, I think that I would just answer that by telling you that defense was not the problem yesterday. Jump ball in the middle of the field, like throw a jump ball. Yeah, I mean, I would love – Aaron, you know, like I always try to answer your questions to the best of my ability, but I'm not going down the road of how we design our passing game. Our passing game, I thought, route-wise, was designed, with the exception of a couple plays, pretty well. We just, you know, look, we've got to do a better job of timing when to call it, and we got to do a better job of executing it.
Do you want Rick to sign
a contract? Do I want – again – Sarah, we talk about everybody that's out there every day. I coach the football team. What you saw yesterday, that's what I'm in charge of. So that, I just give my input, and then I coach the football team.
Do you think Kaepernick would help you coach the football team better?
That's an interesting question. I would tell you that I like the guys that we have, and we're going to continue to coach them and try to do a better job of coaching them. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, some of the things, you know, again, it's not one guy that you can point the finger to. If you point the finger at anybody, you start with me, especially on offense. But this week, but you know, look, we've got to do a better job of coaching. We've got to do a better job of blocking. We've got to do a better job of throwing, getting open. I mean, it's just a combination of a lot of different things. We went from averaging 30 plus points a game to scoring one touchdown yesterday. I mean, that's pretty bad. So we got to figure it out.
You watched the film. Did you notice that maybe the linebackers were covering in coverage more as opposed to because they know Tom isn't really a freshman?
Well, sure. I mean, there are certain ways that defenses are going to play you that are going to be different than how they play you with a guy like Deshaun back there. I mean, that's obvious. You know what I mean? So we kind of knew that going in, and you know, we had a plan for it, and we just didn't get it done. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we have good guys in there. I mean, they don't, you know, that we have good guys. We know that, your guy's job is to critique us, and that's why we understand that. That's the arena that we're in, but we also know what we have in that locker room, and we have to keep staying together and have good practices. You know, we're not going to be able to be, I don't think, in pads a lot moving forward just because we got a lot of guys banged up. But I think we need to still go out there and have good, fast, sharp mental practices. And we got to play it one game at a time. I mean, we're obviously behind in the race, but, you know, we've been 1-4 before. We've been 2-5. We've been down this road. So, I don't ever doubt our guys in that locker room. They're a great bunch of guys.
Come in the midst of short weeks, first against the Bengals, and then obviously having to change things Thursday. Will having a full week to prepare for the Rams with Tom help you help Tom out for this game?
Yeah, I mean, a full week, hopefully he gets more of the reps. Like, he didn't get, you know, the bulk of the reps on last Wednesday went to Deshaun, and then he got most of the reps on Thursday because that injury happened, you know, fairly early in practice. So, but still, yeah, it was Thursday, and so hopefully he'll get, he will get most of the reps, and hopefully that will help him.
After the game?
No, I think he's a confident guy. I mean, look, I think anytime you step under center and you're playing quarterback in this league, like, no, I don't think it's a confidence issue. I think he has to process faster. I have to do a better job of coaching him. He's got to get us in and out of the huddle or get the ball snapped faster. Just everything has to speed up.
From me,
and then, you know, obviously with him. Yeah, he's one of the best of all time. I mean, he's a great defensive coordinator. He's, it's an attacking defense. It's a one-gap defense. You better be ready on third down for a game plan type blitz. You better be ready for man coverage. Going to stop the run, going to get after your quarterback. I mean, you know, everybody's got to be on their A game when it comes to playing these guys. I mean, these guys are playing at a high level. We got Aaron Donald up inside there, so – you know, Wade's one of the best to ever do it.
Do you game plan for a defense coordinator instead of just players?
Well, I think you have to do both. I think you have to have a – if you've been in the league for a while, you have to have a notebook of, you know, what you've done against that coordinator in the past, you know, kind of a, not the team, but who's calling the plays. And then you also have to obviously look at the team that that person's coordinating for and see how he's using the personnel that he has.
I'm going to ask you about the offensive line. It looked like Tom had time to throw. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes he did, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think the protection, you know, I didn't think, I think it can be better, and, you know, but I didn't think that it was, I think it's improved, and he did have time at, you know, but other times he didn't. But we, you know, we just were so inconsistent. Yeah, I mean, Julione started the game. He went in there. You know, again, Chris was banged up during the week. I mean, I don't know if we made that clear enough. So we, you know, we gave Julione an opportunity. He hung in there, gave up one strip sack. We were supposed to chip for him on that play. We didn't get it done. You know, so I thought he did some decent things. And then Chris played the second half, and you know, he did some decent things.
What do you tell your team after a play like what T.Y. Hilton did, where he's down on the ground and no one touches him afterwards? What can you do about something like that?
I mean, we show these guys every day, I mean, every week, plays from around the league, and you just keep teaching them, like, look, you got to tag them down. I mean, you know, and you know, that was kind of a unique play because it looked like if you're chasing the play, it looked like Kareem had tagged, you know, had hit him, you know what I mean, had at least hit his knee. And you know, they went to the replay there, and they said that he didn't, and, you know, we just didn't tag him down. So you just got to learn from it, and you always got to play to the echo of the whistle and make sure that you tag the guy down. It's like, you know, in the last under 2 minutes to go in the game, Hopkins gets both feet in bounds, but, like, they didn't review that. So why didn't they review that? I can't challenge that. You going to write about that? I've studied him from when he was coming out of college, when we scrimmaged against them, and then obviously when he was in professional football, we scrimmaged against him last year. You know, when we went out to San Fran, you know, spoke to him. I've known him for a long time. Again, these things are discussed, you know, basically daily, and it's not just one guy. You know, Colin Kaepernick's a good football player, hasn't played football in a while. But, you know, these things are discussed daily, and they'll continue to be discussed.